As they move towards the guiding light on Black Hills, their footsteps follow those imprinted by Christ. For they trod so gracefully and plod so majestic with manes flowing in the dry desert winds. And as they exit New York City to an oasis in the sky, at which, for the moment, their voyage ends, where they will progress to after, only God knows, my friends. For the horse is a mysterious, spontaneous creature, not one to be down-tied, but rather wild, free, and sexual, born to run in fields of rye. So after this herd reaches Heaven's Beach, there's no telling where it will fly, maybe to the gates of Eden or the gardens green of Chateau de Versailles, but most likely to Victorian lakes to stop and take a drink and tear the grass because their backs are so tired and mouths so thirsty and dry, for they spend their days carrying dead nomads from soils to skies. So that was my poem entitled Horses. I hope you guys liked it. I've been writing a lot of poetry recently. And another thing I've been doing is I got a job working as a marketing rep for The Orchard, which is a distribution company under Sony. So I'm responsible for promoting some bands. And currently I am promoting three fantastic musical artists. I am promoting Charles Bradley, who is the he's nicknamed the Screaming Eagle of Soul. He's a fantastic soul singer. He's 67 years old, and his rise to fame and prominence is very unlikely and one of the most unique stories of the decade, because he hasn't found fame until his mid-60s, but nonetheless fantastic. He's a fantastic soul singer. You should check him out. And then another band I'm currently promoting is The Subways, who are a band out of the UK, and they're a great band too. They just released a self-titled album. But more importantly, for anyone that's listening in the Boston area, they will be performing at the Brighton Music Hall on April 15th. So tickets are really cheap and they're still selling, so that's going to be a show you don't want to miss. I'll be there, and I'm very excited for that, and they're a great band. And then the third artist I'm promoting right now, probably my favorite out of the three, even though they're all great, is Open Mike Eagle, who is an MC, an abstract rapper out of Los Angeles, and he just released a fantastic, fantastic album, which I'm going to play a song from later. It's called Hella Personal Film Festival, and his hip-hop is just really cool and one of a kind, and I'm really digging his music. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed my poem, and without further ado, let's go with some more songs. Here we go with The Wire, and this is Mannequin off of their classic record, Pink Flag. Enjoy.
Natural. gay. Baby on the way, mad bills to pay. That's why you drink Tangerine, so you can reminisce and wish you wasn't living so devilish. Shit, I remember I was just like you, smoking blunts with my crew, flipping over 62s. Cause GED wasn't B-I-G, I got P-A-I-D. That's why my mom hate me. She was forced to kick me out, no doubt. Then I figured out, niggas went for 20 down south. Packed up my tools for my raw power move. Glock 19 for casket and flower moves. For chumps trying to stop my flow, and what they don't know will show on the autopsy. Went to see Poppy to cop me a brick. Asked for some consignment, he wasn't trying to hear it. Smoking mad Newports cause I'm doing court for an assault that I caught in Bridgeport, New York. Catch me if you can like the gingerbread man. You better have your gat in hand, cause man,
I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug and juggle, another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug to juggle, another day, another struggle.
I had the master plan, I'm in the caravan on my way to Maryland with my man 2-Tex to take over this project. They call him 2-Tex, he tote 2-Tex. And when he start the bus, he like to ask who's next. I got my honey on the Amtrak with the crack in the crack of her ass. 2 pounds of hash in the stash. I wait for hun to make some quick cash. I told her she could be lieutenant, bitch got gas. At last, I'm literally lounging black, sitting back, counting double digit thousand stacks. Had to re-up, see what's up with my peeps. Toyota dealer gone, had it cheap on the Jeep. See who got smoked, what rumors were spread. Last I heard I was dead, with 6 to the head. Then I got the phone call, it couldn't hit me harder. We got infiltrated, like Nino at the Carter. Her tech got murdered in a town I never heard of by some bitch that now murder over nickel-plated burners. And my bitch, swear to God she won't snitch. I told her when she hit the bricks, I make the hooker rich. Conspiracy, she'll be home in 3. Until then, I looks out for the whole family. A true G, that's me, blowing like a bubble in the everyday struggle.
I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug to juggle, another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug to juggle, another day, another struggle.
I'm seeing body after body, and I'm Mayor Giuliani. Ain't trying to see no black man turn to John Gotti. My daughter use a potty, so she's older now. Educated street knowledge, I'm a molder now. Trick a little dough, buying young girls fringes. Dealing with the dope fiend binges. Seeing syringes in the vein. Hard to explain how I maintain. The crack smoke make my brain feel so strange. Breaking days on the set, no sweat. Drunk off my wet, can't bag yet because it's still wet. But when I drive back at 5 at a time, I can clock about 9 on the check. I had the first and the third, rehearsed, that's my word. Nick in the game, D's knew my first name. Should I quit shit? No, even though they had me scared. Yo, they got an 8, I got a check with air holes. And that's just how the shit go in the struggle, motherfucker.
Come on, come on. What you say, what you say?
I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug to juggle, another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug to juggle, another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug to juggle, another day, another struggle. I don't wanna live no more. Sometimes I hear death knocking at my front door. I'm living every day like a hustle, another drug to juggle, another day, another struggle.
Another day, another struggle. Timeless words from the immortal, notorious B.I.G. Rest in peace. You are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5. We're gonna keep this Biggie train rolling. Up next, we got Me and My Bitch. Both of these songs are off of Ready to Die, his classic debut album.
Let me ask you a question, yo. Yo, would you kill for me?
The act of making love.
It took you so long. Fuck, bro, with you, bitch.
When I met you, I admit my first thoughts was a trick. You look so good, huh? I suck on your daddy's dick. I never felt that way in my life. It didn't take long before I made you my wife. Got no rings and shit, just my main squeeze. Coming to the crib, even had a set of keys. During the days, you helped me bag up my nickels. In the process, I admit, I tricked a little. But you was my bitch, the one that never snitched. Tell me when I'm broke or when I'm filthy fucking rich. And I admit, when the time is right, the wine is right, I treat you right. You talk slick, I beat you right.
Me and my bitch,
but you know
me
you
and
love
my
it.
Bitch,
just me
Don't
and my
you?
Bitch,
yeah.
Just me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch, 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 just me and my bitch,
just me and my bitch. Moonlight with the hoes, oh no, that's not my steelo. I want a bitch that like to play CeeLo and craps, back and gats, in a coach bag, steaming dime bags. A real bitch is all I want, all I ever had. I'm not just as strong as me. Toting guns just as long as me. The bitch belongs with me. Any plans with another bitch, my bitch is swollen. One day she used my toothbrush to clean the toilet. Throwing my clothes out the window, so when the wind blows, I see my polos and Timbos. Hide my car keys so I can't leave. A real slick bitch keep a trick up her sleeve. And if I deceive, she won't take it lightly. She'll invite me politely to fight G. And then we lie together, cry together. I swear to God, I hope we fucking die together.
Just me and my bitch, just me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch, yeah. Just me and my bitch, just me and my bitch, yeah. Just me and my bitch, yeah. Just me and my bitch, just me and my bitch, yeah. Just me and my bitch, just me and my bitch.
Ain't no jokes, ain't no jokes, ain't no jokes.
Just me and my bitch, yeah.
She helped me plan out my robberies on my enemies. Didn't hesitate to squeeze to get my life out of danger. One day she put 911 on the pager. Had to call back whether it's minor or major. No response, the phone just rung. Grab my vest, grab my gun to find out the problem. When I pulled up, police was on the scene. Had to make the U-turn, make sure my shit was clean. Drove down the block, stashed the burner in the bushes. Stepped to police with the shoves and the pushes. It didn't take long before the tears start. I saw my bitch dead with the gunshot to the heart. And I know it was meant for me. I guess the niggas felt they had to kill the closest one to me. And when I find them, their life is to an end. They killed my best friend. Me and my
just
bitch.
Me and my bitch. Me and my bitch.
Just me and my bitch.
Just me and my bitch. Just me and my bitch. Me and my bitch.
Just me and my
just
bitch.
Me and my bitch.
Just me and my
just
bitch.
Just me and my bitch.
Just me and my bitch.
Yeah. Just me and my bitch.
Just me and my
just
bitch.
Just me and my bitch. Me and my bitch.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
me and my bitch.
When did you first start rapping?
I was like about 18 years old. Yeah, about 18.
So how did you first get started? Who influenced you?
Ain't nobody really influenced me, you know what I'm saying? I just was just tired of being on the streets, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Had to get up off that, you know?
Oh, I see. So where you from?
Brooklyn.
In the sky.
keep this Pixies train rolling.
Plays upon her head. I hear the sound of a gentle word on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Softly smile, I know she must be kind. When I look in her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom room.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Good vibrations.
She's giving me the
excitations, but I'm good. Good vibrations, but I'm good.
Vibrations are happening with her.
Oh,
All right, and that was the Beach Boys off of the classic Smile Sessions, the album that never was. That was Good Vibrations. And if you've been listening to the show at all, I mean, you know I'm supremely fond of Brian Wilson. He is one of, if not the most innovative and audacious and brilliant musicians and producers of all time. I think he may be the best, definitely of the century. I mean, the only people that would maybe come close would be Lennon and McCartney. But honestly, I think Brian Wilson was even more ahead of his time. And just, you know, I love the Beatles and I love them just as much, if not more, than the Beach Boys. But in terms of picking a single musician who was just an absolute genius, I would say it has to be Brian Wilson. Just so ahead of his time, so brilliant. He could hear all these melodies and harmonies in his head, and he created symphonic sounds with non-symphonic instruments. It was truly, truly amazing, while also having a very keen pop sensibility. His songwriting was just absolutely brilliant, and that's one of my favorite Beach Boys songs, and it was their biggest selling single, and I think that was the most, I know it was the most expensive song to record when it was released, and I think if you equate like the worth of a dollar back then to now, I think it's still the most expensive, the most money that's ever been put towards recording a piece of music. And I mean, it really paid off. I mean, that is such an intricate track with so much going on, so many different layers and textures and different parts to it, and I mean, it just all flows so beautifully and distinctly at the same time. It's just, that's a special song. And then before that were two Pixies tracks. The Pixies are one of my favorite bands of all time, a single, definitely my favorite band of the 80s, like by a long shot. I mean, even though the 80s did have some great music with like the Talking Heads and the Replacements, and Bowie made some great music in the 80s, and you had great hip hop with De La Soul, and what else do you have in the 80s? You had some REM, they were good. I mean, Michael Jackson, what else was there? I'm trying to think. Joy Division was finishing up in the 80s, but I mean, by far, the Pixies are the best band of the 80s, if you ask me. And the first song we heard from them was Monkey Gone to Heaven, which is one of my favorites, just with that beautiful, with those beautiful abstract lyrics. Black Francis, was such a brilliant songwriter. His lyrics were absolute poetry. I think that song is about the environment and, you know, us harming it and, you know, damaging it with pollution and, you know, emission of carbon fossil fuels. I don't know what he's talking about, but it's got deeper meanings than the abstractness of the lyrics. What am I saying? The lyrics seem abstract from a first glance or when you listen to them, but if you dig deeper, you know, they have more serious meanings. And then after that was Something Against You off of their first album, Surfer Rosa, which you can definitely hear that they're still a very raw, raunchy, up-and-coming heavy punk band. They kind of toned it down a little bit and pop, made their sound a little bit more pop-friendly with Doolittle, but still kept that hard edge, as you can hear from Monkey Gone to Heaven, and both of those records are absolutely fantastic. Picking one out of those two would be like picking a favorite child. Honestly, impossible. And then before that was two Notorious B.I.G. songs with Me and My Bitch, and excuse me, I had to yawn there, and Everyday Struggle, both of which were off of his debut record, Ready to Die. So it is now almost 2:30, so I've only got a half hour left with you guys, but we are gonna keep playing some great tunes. So without further ado, here we go with one of my favorite bands, The Strokes. Enjoy.
We don't kisses deep and warm, your hair upon the pillow like a sleepy golden star. Yes, many love before us, I know that we are not new. In city and in forest they smiled like me and you, but now it's come to distances and both of us must try. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. I'm not looking for another as I wander in my time. Walk me to the corner, our steps will always rhyme. You know my love goes with you as your love stays with me. It's just the way it changes like the shoreline and the sea. But let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. Kisses deep and warm, your head on the pillow like a sleepy golden storm. Yes, many love before us, I know that we are not new. In city and in forest they smiled like me and you, but let's not talk of love or chains and things we can't untie. Your eyes are soft with sorrow. Hey, that's no way to say goodbye.
Because I wanna be your boyfriend.
All right, and that was the Ramones with, that was two back-to-back Ramones tracks. The first one you heard was Judy is a Punk, and the second one is I Want to Be Your Boyfriend, both of which were off their self-titled debut. And I think that showcases the beauty of the Ramones' versatility, which I don't think they get enough credit for, honestly. You know, they're heralded as pioneers to the punk rock movement, rightfully so. But as you heard with that last track, I Want to Be Your Boyfriend, they also had really great pop melodies in their songs. And I mean, that song sounds like it could have been anything off of 60s commercial radio, anything written by the Beach Boys in the early days. I mean, it's just got a great, beautiful pop melody to it, and it's got those harmonies that come in towards the end, and it's really soothing and beautiful, which is something that the Ramones don't get any credit for. But I mean, that's something that they should be revered for, in addition to the fact that they were also punk rock pioneers, which you heard with Judy as a Punk, which is just amazing. And then before that was Leonard Cohen, who I'm extremely fond of. I don't know if you guys noticed, but I seem to have a strong affinity for every single artist I play on the show, which, I mean, now I'm starting to think that it kind of makes sense, because I wouldn't be playing any artists that I hate. So I should probably stop telling you guys that I like all of these artists, because I feel like that's getting redundant and it's implied. But yeah, I love Leonard Cohen, and that was Hey, That's No Way to Say Goodbye off of his debut album. I'm playing a lot of debuts tonight. That was his debut, entitled Songs of Leonard Cohen. Not just self-titled, we got Songs of Leonard Cohen. And yeah, I mean, Leonard Cohen is just a phenomenal writer, singer-songwriter. His lyrics are poetry. I mean, if you read those without the music, it flows beautifully like a poem. His vocabulary was really top-notch, and the way that he used words was really, really effective. He was a fantastic songwriter. Really artistic guy. And then before that was The Strokes, one of my favorite bands. I really was obsessed with them when I first got into music seriously. I wanted to be The Strokes. You know, I picked up a bass guitar, I grew out my hair, and I was just like obsessed. I wanted to be one of The Strokes. I was just determined to be one of them and like start my own band exactly like them. I was just literally obsessed with them. And I still love them a lot. And that was Under Control off of their second album, Room on Fire. And that album, while it was, you know, well received, it got a lot of heat at the same time for kind of sounding too similar to their debut, Is This It? And I've never really understood that, because Is This It is one of the best records of all time, certainly one of the best records of the modern age. So I don't understand what's wrong with making your next record sound really similar to that. I mean, I think that's just a good thing, repeating a classic formula that clearly works and clearly makes fantastic music, like Is This It. Why not just continue it, which The Strokes did beautifully on Room on Fire, which is just, it sounds similar to Is This It. I mean, I don't think it's as good, but it sounds very similar, and it got a lot of heat for that, which I'll never understand, because it's a fantastic record as well. And then before that, like I already mentioned, was The Beach Boys with Good Vibrations. So you are listening to WMFO 91.5 in Medford. It is now 2:40 a.m. on this Sunday morning. So we don't have much time left. We only have 20 minutes. And I'm going to close out the show with one of my favorite artists of all time. I'm going to close it out with a few Neil Young tunes. And Neil Young isn't on Spotify, which is where I play most of my tracks from. He's, for some reason, he's not into the whole music streaming websites, and I respect that. I have only nothing but respect for Neil Young. So his songs are, I'm going to play them all off of YouTube, so I apologize in advance if there's any ads before these songs. You know, I can't control that. That's YouTube. That's why I play off Spotify for the most part. So without further ado, here is Neil Young with Tell Me Why. This is just one of the greatest songs ever, if you ask me. Neil had just such a minimalist approach, and it just was executed with absolute brilliance. Just a guitar and a voice, that's all you need when you're as pure and as raw as Neil Young. And that was Tell Me Why. Let's keep the Neil Young train going for the last 17 minutes or so. Here we go with one of his lesser known songs, but still nonetheless classic. Here is Speaking Out. Enjoy.
hoping for your love to carry me through. You're holding my baby, and I'm holding you.
Yes, I am.
Such a beautiful melody. You think it's just gonna be like a standard blues song, but then it gives you these really dream-like, airy chord changes. I mean, just so unique and pretty. So I got a few more tunes left for you guys, but now I'm also going to read another poem, actually two poems that I wrote that kind of go together with each other. Both are about the night, and I figure it's fitting because it is extremely late at night right now. So the first one is called The Night Waves. Sleep well, my friends. Morning will be here soon. But if you open up your shades to catch a glimpse of the sky's night waves, you'll still see the stars and the moon, so steady and unfazed as they dance alive in their sacred space. And although they'll be gone in 2 or 3 hours, never underestimate the night sky's powers, because tomorrow and in the coming days, when the blue sky returns to its purple-black shades, the moon and the stars will be back out again to surf the night waves. Then the second one is a haiku called Let the Night Soothe You. Let the night soothe you with its purple and black shades that will soon fade to pink, orange, and baby blue. Once it dissipates and turns to day, the night is over in a blink until tomorrow when the orange and blue shades slowly start to sink. So yeah, those are two other poems that I wrote. I hope you guys are enjoying my poetry for anyone that's listening, aka the zero of you. I'm going to start sharing poetry probably on a weekly basis, just a few, nothing too serious, because I think it adds another form of art to the show, so why not include it? And if you guys, if anyone is listening and has any favorite poets or favorite musicians that they'd like me to play or recite, please let me know. I don't know how you'd let me know. I mean, and I know no one's listening, so this is kind of this is aimless, but yeah. So here we go with Neil Young, Albuquerque. This is one of my favorite tracks. Enjoy.
Is less than 90 miles away, and I got time to roll a number and rent a car. Starving to be alone, independent from the sea that I've known. Ah, to a stop when I can. Find some Fridays in country hell. I'll find somewhere where they don't care.
Powderfinger off of Russ Never Sleeps with Crazy Horse.